So, good morning, everyone. Thanks for coming for this presentation. So, today I'm going to address the relationship between ammonical nitrogen fertilizer and nitrous oxide and oxygen consumption. So, in this talk, I will start with the background on nitrous oxide emissions. So, first of all, this slide is showed is like the nitrous oxide concentrations in the atmosphere in the past 100 years. So from this graph, we can definitely say it's like, oops. All right, oops. I guess they don't want me to talk that quick. So in this slide, it like shows that the oxygen, we can say nitrous oxide concentration in the atmosphere increased in the past 100 years. This data is come from model. And then let's also say that there have some real number which we measured in the past years. So from this one, we can say in the past years, it's like nitrous oxide concentration in the atmosphere keeps increasing, and the speed is, and the rate is can pretty high. It's at the 0.75 ppb per year. And since we know the nitrous oxide concentration in the atmosphere is pretty high, and we would be wondering where that come from. So this pathway, this slide shows the pathways of nitrous oxide emissions. So traditionally, we have two pathways in the soil, which is nitrification and denitrification. So in the nitrification is ammonia used by the bacteria. It's like used by the microbes and oxidized all the way to the nitrate. And nitrous oxide is. Excuse me. I guess it was. Okay, I should step back. So in this process, it's nitrous oxide is either byproduct in the nitrification. But this process is like still like a black box. We don't know exactly what's going on there. And in the denitrification, nitrous oxide is being produced as an intermediate product. But when the nitrate being produced from like nitrification, and there have two ways like nitrate go. One is oxidized to the nitrate. And another way is like used by the same group of the nitrifiers to do the denitrification process, which will produce nitrous oxide. So we call this process is a nitrifier denitrification. And the nitrate which has been produced from ammonia from nitrification will be also used by the denitrifiers in the soil. So which we call is nitrification coupled denitrification. So overall, in the soil, they have like four dominant pathways. One is nitrifier nitrification, nitrifier denitrification, and the nitrification coupled denitrification. Also, we have like heterotrophic denitrification. So like for each pathway, the factors is totally different. And now it's like I'm going to narrow my topic to the substrate. So I want to address the role of substrate on the soil nitrous oxide emissions. So this graph is like the released by the papers which is in PNAS just this year published. So in this graph is like the x-axis means like nitrogen fertilizer rate, and y-axis is nitrous oxide emissions. So the red down line is like me is the data which they report in IPCC. So we can see that in the IPCC, they report that. So the relationship between the nitrogen fertilizer rate and nitrous oxide emissions is a linear relationship. But it's like, let me say that solid line and the dashed line. So these two lines, like the dashed line is like the, reported by the HORP in 2011. The dash, the solid line is, reported by this paper. So from these two lines, we both can say it's like the relationship between the nitrogen fertilizer and nitrous oxide is not linear anymore. So this should is like nonlinear and it's exponential relationship. So next we can say it's like the substrate on nitrification rate. So this graph released by the Stark in 1995. So this is the water potential. So we can say as water content in the soil increased, so the substrate became the dominant factors to control the nitrification rate. But here I want to add one more information here. It's like as water content in the soil increased, oxygen is also eliminated. So that means it's like oxygen elimination will be also like the dominant factors that control the nitrification rate. So that means in the like nitrous oxide production pathways, both of nitrogen fertilizer and oxygen is a factor to control that. So this back to my question. So my question is like, why the relationship between nitrous oxide and nitrogen fertilizer is non-linear? So this back to like nitrous oxide pathways. So in these pathways, we know it's like ammonia oxidation to the nitrate, right? And we can see the first step, the ammonia oxidation process. So this step is like the ammonia, it's like they need like one oxygen incorporated to hydroxynamine. So which means it's like this process is oxygen consumption process. And also we can see it's like from nitrite oxidized to nitrate. This process is, they also need oxygen. They don't need oxygen incorporated to the nitrate, but this process, they need oxygen to involve that. So that means this whole process is the oxygen consumption process. So according to this, and our hypothesis is like, the nonlinear relationship of the nitrous oxide and the nitrogen fertilizer rate is because the increased ammonia concentration promotes soil oxygen consumption in the soil. So to test our hypothesis, and we carry out like first our like the lab study. So we have one, this experiment is like we have the like soil incubated with two different fertilizers, which is ammonia sulfate and the urea. And we incubate in the 7 different concentration, which varies from 0 to 100 to 1,000 microgram per gram soil. And also we incubate into 5 different oxygen content. So, and this experiment is a very short term incubation, it's only like 36 hours. And the process that we also have another experiment. We incubate the same soil with like ammonia sulfate at different concentrations of nitrogen, and we measured oxygen content in the soil once a while and use the oxygen sensor. And this experiment we lasted 56 days. So this week we move to the results. So from the results we can say, so this is the effect of ammonia sulfate on the nitrous oxide and the nitrate production. First we see the nitrous oxide emission. So the x-axis is like oxygen treatment, which we have like 5 oxygen treatment, which vary from 21% to 0%. And the y-axis is nitrous oxide emission. So this like so first of all we can say as oxygen decreased, the nitrous oxide emissions increased. And second of all, and we are going to focus on this one. So as the concentration of the nitrogen in the soil increase, the first is the nitrous oxide increase. And then when the nitrogen in the soil increase to the 1000 ppm to 500, there's no significant difference. But then when the nitrogen in the soil increase to 1000 ppm, and they have like the bunch of nitrous oxide being produced there. So which is kind of like the according to the MPS paper, which they published this year, they have like nonlinear relationship between them. And then this we can see nitrite in the soil. So they have the very similar patterns as nitrous oxide emissions. And next we can see the effect of urea concentration on nitrous oxide emissions and the nitrite production. So they see the x-axis and the y-axis is the same like previous. Mm-hmm. And now it's like we can say that if we put the urea into soil, when the urea concentration increased, the nitrous oxide increased. But when the urea concentration is over 200 ppm, but the nitrous oxide being decreased. And we can say the nitrite in the soil, they have the very similar patterns. So this is like probably because of the hydrolysis of urea. Because once we put a certain amount of the urea into soil, the concentration is too high. So the urea can like decompose to the ammonia, which like eliminates the substrate. And this is the most exciting slide which we found. So this is like the oxygen concentration in the soil which we measured. So we can see that these two, we can focus on this like line, which is 1,000 ppm nitrogen concentration in the soil. So this one is like, so as the time passing, so the oxygen in the soil is like decreased a lot in this treatment compared to other like lower concentration of ammonia in the soil. So this is like when the incubation lasts 2 to 55 days, it's like the oxygen in this treatment is almost reached zero. So that means it's like the oxygen consumption in the high nitrogen concentration is like much higher than other treatment. So this is like a byproduct of this like experiment. We also like to observe the nitrous oxide. So this is like what we talked about before. It's like much more nitrous oxide being produced as in the higher concentration of the ammonia treatment. And also this is nitrous, this is the CO2 concentration. So it's like, also it's like as a, so much more CO2 is being produced in the higher ammonia nitrogen concentration treatment. So like now I'm going to address like a take home message. So first of all, it's like, of course, the application of ammonia nitrogen fertilizer promotes the like nitrous oxide production. There's no question about that. And the second of all is like we do observe the patterns of urea and ammonia sulfate to nitrous oxide is like very different. And also it's like the total amount of the oxygen consumption, nitrous oxide and the CO2 production increased as soil ammonia nitrogen concentration increased. So the most important is like this results indicate that a non-linear response of soil nitrous oxide emissions to fertilized nitrogen could be due to the soil oxygen elimination caused by the ammonia oxidation and the soil respiration. At the end, I would like to thank to you all these people, and I will take any questions you have. Thanks.
Hey, yeah, for a couple minutes of questions.
All right.
So this is a very interesting idea that the oxygen could be causing the nonlinear increase. Do you have some idea of how to separate out? Could it be because the nitrate concentrations are very high, could be directly affecting the nitrous oxide reductase? I guess it would be the main alternative hypothesis. Do you have a plan to separate out how important the oxygen effect is from the nitrate effect?
This is a very good question. So this is like, we know it's like in nitrous oxide produced pathways, we could include like the ammonia oxidation and the denitrification, right? So like actually the oxygen control both of it. You know, it's like oxygen is like a very dominant factor that control both of the pathways. So if we want to separate oxygen and oxygen and nitrate, actually it's like, you know, we need to control the substrate availability. So if we have to separate them, it's like we have to choose the soil which is probably there have no nitrate there, and then we control the oxygen and to see it's like how oxygen controls the ammonia oxidation. So in that way we can separate them. And also other ways like we can use the labeled N15. So in that way we can separate them. Thanks.